Hello, everyone. Tonight is July the 19th, 2021. The subject of our message is called Continuance Through Hardship. The reading of scripture is Revelations 14:12 and Proverbs 15:15. In life, we are indeed subject to much trouble and many burdens. We are born to burden-bearing. The burdens assigned to us are lovingly weighed by the loving hands of our Heavenly Father. One day we shall bless God, not only for what He has granted us, but more for what He had denied us. We're always in the forge or on the anvil, for by trials, God is shaping us for higher purposes. So, when afflicted, we ought to seek out God's voice. When afflicted, we ought to search for impurities. When afflicted, we ought to search deeper and closer. We ought to confess all in detail. We ought to commit for change. We ought to repent and forsake. We ought to turn our hearts to God. God will then come through and make use of our trial. God often uses sorrow and pain to put us in the right position with Him. He uses suffering and affliction to bring us back to our senses. There are two examples of people's lives and how they each separately responded to their pain. The first example is Naomi. She did not respond from the first affliction, but remained in her place 10 more years. By then, God had to do two more trials before she finally arose and made things right with God. The other example is Jonah, who did not turn till after the trial of the whale. Let this encourage God's people to patiently endure every trial and persecution and continue through all the hardships. God's purposes must be our priorities. Anyone who lets himself be distracted from the work appointed for him is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. That is why dedication to God is our duty. Continuing forward through our hardship is a sign of true dedication. Perseverance in difficulties reveals genuine believers and genuine faith. In Psalms 4:1, it says, "Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress." When I was in distress, you have enlarged my heart. You have enlarged my capacity to take more of Christ. You have enlarged my work. You have enlarged my mind. You have enlarged my thoughts and my knowledge. You have enlarged my capacity to love, and you have enlarged my life for Christ. You have also enlarged my care for others. You have enlarged my capacity to bring glory to the Lord. Our level of dedication shows the level of our relationship with God. Diamonds are pieces of coal that stuck to their job to produce energy. Are we bringing glory to the Lord by continuing our walk through all kinds of hardships, through loss, through sorrow, through pain, through difficulties, through trouble, and through burdens? The soul in pain is at its highest capacity for God. Pain is no evil unless it conquers us. With the highest level of pain, we must continue for God and with God. In the ancient Near East, there were specific funeral rites. The mourner normally tears his garments and puts on sackcloth. He then removes his shoes and his headdress. He then shaves his head and puts dirt on his head. The lower part of his face is covered with a veil of some sort. The mourner rolls his head or his whole body in dust and then rises or sits among a heap of ashes. He fasts for a day, after which his friends bring mourning bread, and that is in Jeremiah 16:7. Funeral lamentations then are made by the family, by the relatives and professional mourners that are hired. Ezekiel's wife passed away, and he was in great distress. But the Lord instructed him not to use these normal procedures to mourn the loss of his wife. In fact, he was not to mourn at all, not even to shed a tear. He was only to groan silently and move on. He needed to continue his work for God in spite of his great loss. Mm-hmm. This was one of the most difficult things he ever did. Only through the Lord's strength was he able to obey that. How would you respond to such a command? Will you halt your walk with Christ? Or would you continue through this difficult hardship? How would you respond if a delight were taken away from you? How would you respond if a comfort is removed from you? Mm-hmm. Or a prayer is denied, or a hope is quenched, or maybe a dream is crushed? How would you respond if an expectation is blown out, or a security removed, or perhaps a plan fell through? Would you halt your footsteps with Christ, or would you get up in the morning, though groaning silently, and go on? That would be the ultimate time of faithfulness and love for God. Are you conquered by your pain, or conquered by your faithfulness to God? We are told the story of George Frederick Handel, the great musician, who lost his health. His right side was paralyzed, his money was gone, and his creditors seized and threatened to imprison him. Handel was so disheartened by this tragic experience that he almost despaired for a brief time. But his faith prevailed. And as he continued his work, he composed his greatest piece of music, the Hallelujah Chorus, which is part of his great Messiah. The Apostle John wrote, "This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith." That is why dedication to God is our duty. Continuing forward through our hardships is a sign of true loyalty. Like it is said, neither snow, nor rain, nor heat, nor gloom of night, or snow of day can keep the postal carriers from swift completion of their appointed rounds. May our lives be put in the right position with God. And may God use our sorrow and pain to bring us back to our senses. He knows what it takes to bring us back. May we come quickly at the touch of the rod and not take longer as some do. Amen.